100 years of making a difference in your community. That's Country Financial. Now back to WJBC.
How does insurance and safety come into play when you're just going on a regular RV trip, when you're not thinking about a flood happening or something like that? There are still tips you can take going into being an RV family.
Yeah, so I mean, I think one thing you need to remember, it's a major purchase. I mean, it's your home on wheels. So next to your literal home, if you have a home, if you own a home, you know, think of your RV as that significant. So, you know, meet with your representative to look at different coverages. If it's a self-contained RV, there's insurance coverage for that. If it's motorized, if it's a tow behind, sometimes that folds in with the rest of your policy, like with your vehicle. But again, check with your representative. And if you live in the RV full-time, I'm thinking of that SNL skit. I lived in a van down by the river. But if you live in the RV, I mean, that's your dwelling. So you'll want to make sure that you're properly covered there for theft. So those are things just in terms of the insurance side of things. And, of course, there's maintenance considerations, too.
Fantastic. So if you have your insurance in order, what suggestions do you have to ensure your RV trip is a good one?
Well, I would say, first of all, treat it like your own car. Maybe treat it better than you treat your own car. I mean, if you're setting out on a long trip, take the time to make sure that maintenance is in order. Have you changed the oil? Do you need to rotate the tires? Are brakes working well? You know, do filters need to be replaced? What about the tire pressure? I mean, you're going to be going potentially for a long, long time, so you don't want to have to deal with that while you're out and about. Now, some RVs, they have, you know, roofing where there might be seals or seams. That's another thing where, whether it's you doing it yourself or maybe you've got an expert, make sure that there isn't any breakage, because that can be a problem as you're traveling, or it can lead to long-term problems in terms of water getting into places and creating mold and other bad situations. And then, you know, the other thing is, you know, batteries. Make sure that you're checking on the batteries. Some claim to be maintenance free, but they can't be ignored. And if you've had a battery for a long time, you might need to swap it out every 3 to 5 years to make sure you don't run into problems down the road.